my beach house and all the crap that happened with the beach house. Oh, and they're like, tell him somebody's sitting in front of his chairs. And I'm like, yeah, but you would take that beach house if you had it.
Because
I won't take those chairs.
I've worked
33
years of my life to, you know, I think I'm deserving of those beach chairs. So, so you need to get the hell out of my way. Like, it's, I'm sorry. I purchased it. I'm a taxpayer. And that's the way it is.
God, I'll never forget the day. I was near the beach house, and someone said, Brian's over there yelling, get that old woman with the hairy, saggy breast away from my house.
I'm like, no.
That's me, Brian.
What a jerk.
Oh, my gosh. Security.
Oh, my God. I'll shave my breast next time. Jeez, kick me off your beach. I've never been so insulted. Oh, okay, back to the world here. I got to play So Be It, which is out now from Bailey Littrell. And so what's next? When are you selling out arenas?
You know, next thing on my schedule would be to get another single out, finish my album, and go on like a club tour. I would love that.
Cool.
That would be my realistic goal. I would love to sell it decently. I'm not going to say sell out every show, but I would love to sell out at least like the hometown shows.
You're honestly being so reasonably ambitious, right? It's like very humble.
I mean, music business. You can't really shoot for the stars too far out. I'm always like, you know what? I'm going to take it every day as it comes and enjoy it, because I've set some unrealistic goals for myself before. And so I'm just trying to set ones that I think I can accomplish, and I hope I can.
I'm not your mom, but I'm so proud of you. Seriously.
Yeah. You know? And I'm thinking, I'd love Brian to be my daddy.
Oh, wow. Do you have a dream collaboration while you're being reasonable?
A dream collaboration?
Yes, don't be reasonable with this one.
Yeah,
don't
be totally unreasonable.
Yeah, unreasonable.
That's a great, great question.
Can John Mayer play a guitar solo on one of my songs?
Oh. Speak it into the universe and it might just happen.
Johnny.
I
know you're out there somewhere.
And
you're going to hear this and you're probably going to get frustrated. But know one day you might come around to the idea. Yeah.
I like
it. Don't laugh at that. You never know. So Be It. We got to play it. It's out now. Bailey Littrell, Brian Littrell, thank you guys. Thanks to Mom for coming in. She's so quiet. She's not talking to us. She's ignoring.
She's the most awesome lady on the planet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. She's got to put up with
you
guys.
You know, we just celebrated 29 years together.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they never had a fight.
Yeah.
No.
Not even once.
And in the entertainment world, that's like 100.
That
like
is.
That's
so 100.
It's like 164.7.
Yeah. Congratulations on everything. It's Bailey Littrell, and this is So Be It.
When you speak and when you move your body, you said I swept you off your feet, but I am the one falling hard. Just like when you dance, I am in a trance, helpless. I can't walk away, you got me in your masquerade. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you a garden of Eden, so be it, so be it, so be it. So be it, so be it, so be it. Suppose you're taking off all of my clothes. Let's just raise the ceiling, cause you're the things I've been needing. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you my guard. So be it,
fish needs, so hold on tight and grab on to me. You're like the apple that shouldn't take a bite, but when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing, if that makes you my guardian.
Who's with me?
That's right.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
America's heroes need your help now. Do good in their honor by donating $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. And you can amplify your impact with a car or land donation. Go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
girl?
Grab
my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Po-po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
Music plays here.
Yeah.
C100.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
I'm freezing outside. I got my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I treat your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. But I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever.
Duran in the morning show.
Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Abby.
Okay.
So the other day, a lot of people here at the station had to go to the Empire State Building, which is always just a pleasure. We just love going to our iconic Empire State Building. And Abby was there, of course, to do something with our social media. What exactly were you doing? Can you tell us?
Sure. There was an artist doing a lighting at the Empire State Building, and I was capturing content for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what happened? Because it's good to know that there's people keeping an eye on things. If you see something, say something. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, if you see something, say something. And somebody saw something. We were all leaving our book bags in this one area, and I went over to capture some content, and I was following around the artist and their team. So, I had just kind of abandoned it there, thinking everybody was leaving their stuff there. But then, a little bit later, I got a text saying, whose is this? Like, is this anyone's? And it was mine. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was mine. And somebody told me that they were very close to evacuating the building and doing a bomb sweep.
Okay, so. Oh, my God. All right, and keep in mind, you know, evacuating the Empire State Building has to take a few moments, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's expensive, too.
It's 100 yeah. and something floors high. Yeah, I wonder if there is a fee that yeah, has to be paid.
I would have ruined better. A lot of people's nights and days.
And they probably would have blown up your backpack.
Which would have been really upsetting. That would have been my work laptop and God knows what else is in there. But no explosives.
They bring out the explosives unit, which is, it looks like a... Like a big barbecue pit connected to the back of a truck. I've seen this in the movies.
Right.
Do they throw your backpack in there and detonate it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do. Like, doesn't like a little robot or something pick it up and like carry it out and then they blow it up?
They
make this all up?
Preemptively blow up God. Whatever they think might be a bomb.
Wow. Yeah.
Abby, you'd have to pay the robot fee.
That would have been. I would have had to pay the robot fee. I would have had to pay for a new work laptop. I would have had to pay for new gum or whatever else I have in there.
Gum.
Literally nothing else important, but it would have been devastating. But I was also really tired. It was a really wonderful event. I was so sleepy. And I was like, would this have made the night even longer? Or
yes! Of course it would have.
I was like, I feel like this would have meant that it would have really been delayed.
Oh, my God. They totally do that. It says, if law enforcement or bomb disposal teams believe a backpack contains a bomb, they take steps to disable or detonate it safely using a bomb disposal robot arm to disarm the device and control detonation. Oh, damn. Wow. To neutralize the threat.
Wow. I mean, that's good that, you know, people care.
Well, yeah, but when you know it's you, out of all the people who were there, you caused this.
I know.
All you. It's all you.
That's kind
of fun. I'm always the guy that finds a cop. Is like, oh, by the way, there somebody left a bag over there, just so you know. That's always me.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy.
So that would have been my fault. Sorry.
Usually that's me, too, because I also assume everything is a bomb. Empire State Building and I have that in common, but this time it was my own doing.
What up, Nate?
Can I tell my... If you see something, say something story.
Sure.
So I was waiting for a subway one time in the New York City subway system. And I'm waiting and, you know, for whatever reason, the train just like rolls slowly past. And I'm looking in the car and I see that there's a bag just sitting there. Like a backpack just sitting in the subway car. So I'm like, oh, if you see something, say something. So I back up, I go out the turnstile, and I go to the woman in the booth, and I say, hey, I just saw a random backpack sitting by itself in that subway car that just went by. And she looks at me and she goes, huh. And turns her head.
What?
I'm like,
wow.
No.
What? Like, ma'am,
like, should you alert somebody? And she just started, like, typing on a screen, like, didn't acknowledge me. Nothing.
And then you had to pay to get back in.
Yeah, and then I had to pay.
Damn. Of course, that's what Scotty focuses right. on.
Yeah.
$2.
I'd ask for a refund.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
You can't do anything right around here.
Well, I know. But if you do see something, you should say something.
Yes.
Because if something, God forbid, something happens and you didn't,
yeah,
that would be over your head.
Could you
for a long
imagine
time.
If something had happened after that and you were like, I told somebody! I told them!
I would have gone on the news. I would have said, hey, I said something because I saw something.
You would have gone missing. That's a cover up. No way. Yesterday, when we were walking in Jersey City, there's this like walkway area, sort of the Grove Street area.
Oh, yeah.
And there were little black boxes under a few of the benches, and they looked very sus to me. I was like, what is that? And people were just sitting there chilling. And I poke Andrew, I'm like, what is that? And he goes, are you dumb? Those are rat traps. Like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting. That's what's worse.
Those are rodent traps.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what?
I think
My Alex is very, very suspicious about everything. It's that built-in detective in him.
Yeah.
So whenever we go to an event, he always automatically looks for the exits and how to get there. There's his first place, second place, third place. Like, he knows exactly where he's going to roll. And then, you know, and whenever we're backstage at one of our concerts, same thing.
That's
he
really
always
smart.
Knows.
Wow. That's so smart.
That is very smart.
Brandon does the same thing in military training.
Yeah.
They tell you need to keep your eyes on that.
I do that too, but I don't have training. I just I just have disorders. But I assume that every piece of mail I receive has anthrax on it. I just it's usually just like medical debt. I'm just being notified about that, but every single time I receive anything that I'm not expecting, I'm like, this is anthrax.
Terrible.
You just have medical debt.
Yeah, they're like, you need to pay this bill, and I don't, so they keep sending them.
Oh my God.
Stand your ground, Abby.
I'm so trusting of everybody and everything. I don't, you know, I'll open up any envelope or box, and I'll always assume the best in people.
Yeah.
I always feel like people have the best interest.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you a story about that. So years ago, when the anthrax thing was happening, we were in our studios in Jersey City, I do believe. Mm-hmm. And every time a box or a piece of mail would come in, I would be, I'm not opening it, but it's addressed to you, Elvis. So I think we had someone who was our go-to for opening up packages. And I'd say, can you take that back to the mail room and open that up? Because I was like, you never know. Someone's going to send some anthrax or maybe a medical bill. I don't know.
We actually
both
had
equally
that in
as
LA.
Frightening.
Kevin Secchi, he was our promo director at the radio station I worked at. And he was opening his mail at his desk. Mm-hmm. And he opens his package and there was a white powder in it.
Oh.
And he's like, he just, you know, shouts out to the bullpen outside. Everybody in the cubicle goes, I just opened something and there's powder. So somebody came and closed his door and locked him in, and then everybody left.
Yeah, well, you have to. You have
and
to.
And I'm like, I felt so bad. I locked him in this room.
Wait, did they come in and like
well,
hazmat suits
come
when
and,
they
yeah,
came?
And they had to like investigate stuff.
What was
but
it?
It was just like powdered sugar.
Didn't somebody ship a turd once?
What? You can ship turds.
There's a company that does that.
So Ryan, you got a turd.
He did? Ryan got a turd?
Yeah, Ryan got a turd.
Only one?
To be fair,
and
it was a
I
very
would
big
like
one.
That back, please.
Elvis Duran?
He just keeps opening his mouth.
And the morning show.
Chicken.
your house, I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
Number one, New York's number one hit music station, and the number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got, start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl.
You're gonna
hey.
Say ignore them till they fade away. Amazing they ungrateful. But after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. Still be wasting days away now had I never saved the day. Consider them my protege, homage I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious they violate in a major way. I never been a hater, still I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white, it has an area that's shaded gray. I'm west side anyway, even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make away, not move away cause they afraid. I brought back to the hood and all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the K's away. Been thugging all my life, can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.
Of a hustler and the swagger of a college kid. Allergic to the counterfeit, impartial to the politics, articulate but still a grabber by the collar quick. Whoever having problems with their record sales, just holler till. If that don't work and all us fails, then turn around and follow till. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering, back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're pissed. Morally, ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we might be full of ourselves all of a sudden.
Girl, everybody watching what I do, come walk in my shoes and see the way I'm living if you really want to. Got my mind on my money and I'm not going away.
Just live your life. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Ain't got no time for no hate, just live your life.
boy, turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. It's taking nothing some time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line. The pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out, it's my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. A never ending midnight sun. A never ending midnight sun. Connected, I'm so in touch with it all.
For us today.
So Amy wants to play a phone tap on her dad, Robert. Now, dad thinks Amy's been working at a summer job for the last few weeks, so she thought, hey, now would be a good time to play a phone tap on him. Why don't we call dad as the principal from summer school saying, hey, your daughter hasn't been attending summer school. Where is she?
Oh, God. All right, let's see what happens.
Hello.
Phone tap.
Hi, I'm looking for Robert Fournier.
Speaking.
Hi, my name is George Feeney. I am one of the assistant principals at Zero Academy.
Yep.
We haven't seen Amy, so we just wanted to make sure that you guys are okay. She's okay.
You said you haven't seen Amy?
Yes. She was supposed to report about 3 weeks ago. We haven't seen her, and we're just wondering if she would like to attend senior year this coming year.
She's not going to summer school. She's working.
She did fail biology, causing her to go to summer school this year in order to...
She didn't tell me that she failed any classes. She said that everything was fine.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Most importantly, she's okay, though, right?
Yeah, everything's... Well, she's not going to be okay after I talk to her, from what I'm telling you right now. Hey, shut up over there. What she's telling her right now is that she was working and then nothing was part of school. Like, you know, is there any way she can make this up? Is she just... failed already? Or
the final is coming up within the next week, and I mean, she can take it, but...
no sense of responsibility, man. Put that down. I'll do it later. I'm coming back. Let me take care of this phone call.
Sir, I see that you're busy, and, you know, your daughter's education is just as important to me right now, so do you believe that she'll be here, or...
Oh, she'll be there. She'll be there.
Great. So we will see you bright and early tomorrow.
She'll be there if I have to drive her there myself.
All right, Amy, I just hung up on
him. Oh, my God.
Let's call your dad back in, like, a couple minutes and just act like you have no idea what's going on.
I can do a three-way call. I'll do a three-way call from my phone. You can hear it.
Do that, and I'll just sit back and record it from here, okay?
Okay.
You're failing? What is going on?
Dad,
Dad, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. How are you going to tell me not to worry about it? How are you going to tell me, what, are you going to fail out of school? You're supposed to be the smart one here. You want to work construction with me? Is that what you want to do? What the hell are you doing with yourself?
Wait, hold on 1 second.
God, what do you mean, hold on 1 second? I don't want to hold on. Why are you not going to school? Why are you going to summer school? You didn't tell me you had summer school. You didn't tell me you were failing. You know what I'm talking about. I just had a call from your principal. They calling me, telling me that you're supposed to be there and you're not. I didn't know you were supposed to be there in the first place. Damn it. Like, what the hell are you doing with your life? I wish you could come down here to the site with me and bust a couple rocks, two by fours around, see how you're feeling about it. I'm knee deep in shit all day to provide you something. You're supposed to be the smart one, and you're not going to school. And now here you are just shitting it away.
Wait 1 second. Wait. I'm going to try those in a 7.5 and an 8 both, okay?
What the are you doing, Amy? Who are you talking to? You're shopping. You're shopping and failing school. Where the hell does this money come from, huh? What are you doing?
I borrowed some money from your wallet.
You're stealing money from me.
Robert.
Who is this?
Robert, my name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped by your daughter, though.
I got phone tapped?
Yeah. What? Yeah, you're on the radio.
Guys, I'm sorry, man. I got phone tapped. My daughter. With me.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Everything is crazy expensive. You know what's not crazy expensive? The price of Paramount Plus. For 99 cents per month for the first 2 months. Stream new series, returning favorites, and live sports as well. Paramount Plus, stream now.
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is A-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Challenge, let's explore your talent. Hey boy, I really wanna see.
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're driving and you're alone? Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning?
Z100.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right. I will still be patient.
cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Let's go take a nap. I'm dead. But DJ Cream's going to mix us out on Instagram at DJ Cream NYC. Till next time, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody. chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.
And the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do, 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this.